Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. Tidal generation has long been an alternative energy opportunity with high expectation. But unlike wind and even wave technology, tidal has been inhibited by engineering challenges, projected high cost, and environmental issues in the areas where tidal flow is most advantageous for maximum return. According to William Kingston, a professor at Trinity College Dublin, in a recent article in Ocean Technology magazine, tidal energy can succeed only when there is no interference to navigation, invisible installation, a large swept area to exploit slower flows, safety from storm wave damage, minimal drilling cost in rock for anchoring, and no special tender needed to position, install, and maintain. The challenges of gathering generated power, transferring it ashore, and distributing it into the grid are a constant in all ocean energy applications. At the recent International Ocean Energy Conference in Bilbao, Spain, Kingston reports two interesting innovations that may dramatically improve the capacity and cost outcome for commercial tidal energy installations. The first is hydrofoil anchoring, very similar to the rear spoiler on a racing car, that uses the downward pressure of the water flow to hold the turbine down on the ocean floor, obviating the need for expensive drilling in bedrock and other installation requirements previously budgeted. The foil devices are effective at all rates and directions of the tide and can be used to augment the holding power and reduce the cost of any additional anchoring greater than friction, if demanded by specific tidal conditions. The cost savings is found through the efficiency of using the water's own flow, the resultant reduced weight of the system, and the ability to install the units without costly autonomous drilling vessels and support barges. The new technology will enable repair and cleaning in place with remotely operated underwater robots without necessarily raising the devices to the surface. The second innovation announced at the conference was the idea of a telescopic connector between the tidal turbine and its anchor, a concept that would allow the turbine to vary its depth with the rise and fall of the tide, always keeping it in the fullest water flow found nearer the surface than the bottom, and maintaining placement consistently and safely below the drafts and navigational movements of passing vessels. As the flow rate increases or declines, the device can automatically adjust telescopically to maintain this optimum generating position. In a storm, when wave force adds another stressful dimension to the engineering problem, the device can be withdrawn with advance forecast to the bottom in the most secure location where the increased action can be attenuated. With this technology, such energy installations can also be placed in heavily trafficked but still useful tidal streams such as the Solent in the United Kingdom or the Straits of Gibraltar. It is all very well and good for us to bemoan about fossil fuel dependence and the need for alternative energy technologies. As we have seen with wind power in the United States, the process is controversial and prolonged, taking years to get permits and to apply the technology beyond theory to industrial scale. Beyond the conceptual talk, beyond the search for capital, beyond the controversy that inevitably arises no matter what the proposal, there is also the mundane, the actuality of harsh conditions, innovative engineering, and critical demonstration of success in real time and place. There are formidable forces at work in the nearshore tidal zone: shallow water, bold coast, year-round shifts in tidal heights and speeds, storms that exaggerate the unpredictable hydraulic effect of both wind and wave. Not so easy, not so blithely rendered, not so handily built, not so simple, this transformation from a bright idea to a working system. Tidal energy may eventually contribute to the new world energy mix, but it will need all the engineering skill we can muster to make it so. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.